We're pleased to be joined as part of our post-game coverage by the head coach of Clarksville boys basketball, Jonah Woodward. As Clarksville wins tonight 76-57, sweeps the season series with the Panthers, and now had ended a four-game slide, coach, to get over that hump, get a win like this here tonight, and a team win. Everybody was working hard together out there.
Yeah, absolutely. This feels really great, especially after the tough loss we received Friday night from Riceville. I told our guys last night, I thought last night at practice, that was probably one of the best practices we have had since last year, quite honestly. I thought our leadership and Sam Hootiger and John Stauffer really set the tone in practice yesterday. And it showed in the first quarter. We came out guns blazing with everybody going with intensity and passion, especially on the defensive end where we've really struggled this year. And then, you know, we kind of fell back into that old habit we've talked about just with the mental mistakes collectively as a team. It feels great to get a win, but there's still a lot we got to clean up because we have a very great Dunkerton team coming to our house Friday night. Really proud of our guys. Ability to overcome adversity. That's probably been the biggest thing with these guys is obviously Sam had a career night. But collectively, you know, our kids have stayed united and together, and that's one of our core values. And despite going through a long losing season with the four-game skid, our guys have shown up very positive for the most part.
As you had mentioned, a really good start for your team. That was indeed the case. A 25-9 lead at the end of the first quarter, and your team adjusted nicely to some rallies by Tripola when there were some cold shooting stretches to maintain a double-figure lead for a majority of the second half to get a big win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we went through some cold spells, and to be honest, I think that was just due to our intensity level on the defensive end. You know, if we clean up that area of the court on defense, buying into team defense, you know, this team, one, I already know they're going to be really fun to watch at the end of the year. But if we clean up just our mental mistakes, this team can beat any team in the conference any night. I do firmly believe that. There are a lot of tough matchups and challenges we have ahead. But we're really looking forward to Friday night. Dunkerton's got a great culture of basketball, obviously, and our kids are really looking forward to. We're very competitive with them through the first quarter. So the biggest thing tonight and that we got taken to practice the next 2 days and then going into Friday, it's just that intensity level, especially on the defensive end. I thought we did a much better job in our man-to-man, but we're still not quite yet there. So when we're going through cold spells, if we can get our kids bought into being football players on the defensive end, you know, we got a phenomenal football coaching staff. So shout out Coach Boland and his staff for what they do with the mental and physical toughness stuff in the weight room. It really comes back to them, to be honest with you. You know, if we can get our kids play like football players with a fourth down and one mentality, especially on the defensive end, I really like where we're going to be at the end of the year.
And you talk about physicality. Your team, you have something new on your tool belt that you've been implementing here recently, your full court press. That was really, really effective here tonight, especially against Tripola, making them kind of play more on their feet and not as comfortable as they normally would.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing I do want to give credit where credit is due is I want to give Tripola's coach a huge shout-out. I think he's done a phenomenal job with the group of kids he has. He has a very physical specimen in number 25, Tyler Bruns, who I've enjoyed watching on film. And they've struggled with their full court pressure a little bit this year, and so have we. So just due to scouting report, you know, we kept going to our 1-2-2 defense, and that's been very effective for us. I think that really gets our kids going. So that's kind of why we put it in. But I just want to shout out the Tripola coach. He's just a man with class. He does a phenomenal job with the group of kids he has, and they've showed consistent improvement. And they're in a similar boat as us, you know, where they've gone through some tough skids. So really give them credit. On the mental and physical side, I thought those guys came out and played hard, and we got up on them big, and they never gave up. So that says something about a coach and the type of kids he has, for sure.
Your final thoughts, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, final thoughts, you know, I just want to talk about Sam Hootiger and what that kid has kind of gone through. The Friday before our first practice, we weren't even sure if we were going to have Sam for the season. He came down with a very severe mono case, and he went to the doctor Friday afternoon, and his parents called me, and he texted me very emotionally, just like, hey, Coach, I'm able to play my senior year. He didn't get to play his last three or four football games. And just to have – I'm very fortunate as a first-year head coach to have a kid like Sam Hootiger. You know, we can talk about his skill set all we want, but the real Sam is his character and integrity as a person. Just something I want to talk about is Sam is now the all-time career-leading scorer at Clarksville boys basketball history. Gary Bushing was the original from 1977 at 38, And Sam Hootiger is now the all-time leader at 48 points. So, and I believe he also tied again. He's had numerous games where 6 3-pointers is the school record, and he's had numerous games with that as well. So, you know, for a kid who's gone through a lot of that adversity and who has really been self-taught by him and his dad, you know, those relationships and bonds are so important. And just like you mentioned with him earlier on the radio, he does like the three and likes to settle a little bit too much for me at times, but we've really worked on his ball handling, getting downhill, and his angles. And, you know, I couldn't be more happy for a kid. And then especially a kid like John Stauffer, who, you know, every team is throwing their most physical defender at him, and he keeps battling and going in there. So I love our senior leadership. I love every kid in the locker room that we have, and to see both levels, JV and varsity, come out with the win and a complete sweep of Chipola really does feel good, getting a conference sweep. So huge shout out to Sam for his career night, though. I mean, I love every single kid, but you know, Sam kind of single-handedly took over the game from start to finish. You know, 48 points. If I left him in there, he probably could have got 50. And he had 10 rebounds, probably 3 or 4 blocks. We'll get the official report tomorrow, but. The thing I love is just the senior leadership of Sam Hootiger and John Stauffer. Those guys have been phenomenal. John Stauffer's leadership and just who he is as a man represents exactly what Clarksville is about in our community. So I couldn't be more happy for our kids to get a win. And we tied last year's win-loss record. You know, coming in, we want to send the seniors out right, and we got an opportunity to keep getting more wins. So it's the seniors' year every year, and we're hoping to send them out right. And I think individually for Sam, this is something that was on his mind. Doesn't talk about it in public, but very, very happy for a kid that just works very hard at his craft and has put in the time and has overcome a lot of personal adversity this year. So,
well, Coach, congrats to you and the Indians on a great win here tonight against Tripola, and having such great young men leading this team.
Absolutely.
And how they're implementing that as you build this program. Always great to hear about their character and the work that they're putting in that a lot of us don't see, because it's not happening on the floor. It's happening behind closed doors in the weight room, in the classroom, out in the community. So great to hear the great things that both Hootiger and Stauffer are doing in helping build this program. And thanks for joining us here again as part of postgame. Thanks for sending Sam up as well. It's always great to hear from our student athletes and the work they're putting into.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, Clarksville, and I believe everyone in the conference and state, really appreciates your guys' coverage. You do a phenomenal job, and it's always great talking Clarksville boys basketball hoops, and I look forward to talking more with you.